Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We'll be speaking to Hlomela Zabe. He's a public governance expert, talking about this idea of, well, what is happening within the ANC, because there definitely seems to be some kind of push towards maybe Ramaphosa resigning or being removed. It all seems to be more or less. I don't know. There's nothing factual about it. I see that the Citizen has an opinion piece saying Ramaphosa is better the devil you know. I mean, is that, and this is editorial staff saying, mediocre as Ramaphosa may appear at times, he is a streets ahead of any competitor currently vying to the top slot. That's an opinion in the Citizen. But let's try and understand what this actually means and what is really going on. So if you have been watching the headlines over the last 48 hours, you've seen the story that is starting to sound like a little bit of a political thriller. Business Tech is reporting on a plan circulating inside the ANC to oust President Cyril Ramaphosa, disband the NEC and replace the leadership with a national task team led by former President Thabo Mbeki. The plan is said to be contained in a letter doing the rounds amongst ANC senior members in the Eastern Cape. So I have no idea what is fiction, what is real. To help us unpack this, we are joined by public governance expert Hlomela Zabe, who has been analysing questions of coalition politics, of institutions, state capacity across the country. Hlomela, thank you for joining us. Good morning. So can we just start with the clarity around it? Is this rumour? Is this something that has substance?
Well, according to reports that we have heard from journalists who were in attendance at that sitting where President Ramaphosa allegedly remarked that his political detractors should try him, or maybe that they should give him a date to resign, it is something that at this point we can say is true, or rather it's something that we've been hearing from the grapevine. But one thing that we should not, that should not go unsaid, is that this is President Cyril Ramaphosa's second and last term as president of the ANC. I'm saying last term because in as much as the ANC may not limit someone to, it would be unprecedented. Hence, I'm saying that it's his last term. And in the last term of a president's tenure, it's usually where you see a lot of people who are opposed to the president actually ventilating their dissatisfaction with the president. We saw it with President Zuma. We saw it with President Mbeki. So I think that President Ramaphosa is also now reaching that stage of his tenure, because he's left with only 24 months as president of the ANC, where we will now see people actually ventilating their dissatisfactions, or actually their views.
Well, the line is, we are really struggling with hearing you clearly. I'm going to carry on and hopefully it'll get a bit better. If it doesn't, then we'll just call you back, because I really do want to have this conversation. So and I think the point about his coming to the end of his second term, or is his rather in his second term, what the, aside from that, are there other tensions maybe around the GNU, the election results, internal factions? What else could be stimulating this?
Well, the ANC's leadership is very fractious, in that there have always been tensions, even to the elections. It's now we are going to begin to see intentions actually spelling out AC, because we are heading into the National General Council now, where which is always used as sort of like a barometer or a yardstick to measure who is going to emerge in the next conference, and where people actually now start to arrange themselves into factions of who they'll be supporting going into 2027. So what I would say now is that those discussions in the ANC are beginning, in that people are now rearranging themselves into the different factions heading into 2027, because you must remember that the National General Council, which is taking place literally next month, is where the ANC actually rescinds certain decisions that it has taken, except for those that were taken during the conference. So things such as the disbandment of, or the dissolution rather, of the Gauteng PEC, the KZN PEC, even the Western Cape PEC recently, are going to be matters of contention within the NGC, which are going to likely divide the organization even more, because you will know that these two, particularly the Gauteng as well as the KZN PEC, which are seemingly anti-Fikile Mbalula, who seems to be a front runner also going into the 2027 conference with Paul Mashadile. So I think that the KZN and the Gauteng PEC are going to try and use the NGC as a platform whereby they can ventilate their dissatisfaction in regard to the dissolution that's going to be their main contenders in the NGC, and it's something that is going to also exacerbate the current fractious nature, or rather state of the ANC's leadership.
Mm. Do you think that it's realistic in terms of that idea that we've heard about bringing back former President Thabo Mbeki to head a national task team? Is that realistic, and what does that tell us about the current state of affairs?
Well, what I say, ANC have reached a cul-de-sac in so far as concern to get happy. It's always
We are really, really struggling to hear you. I do apologize for this, Khulumela Zaba. We're going to see if we can get a clearer line. If not, unfortunately, we do need to leave it, which is a bit frustrating, because it really is a fascinating conversation, talking to Khulumela Zaba about public governance and the ANC, if they decide to get rid of Cyril.